A smart grid creates efficiencies in electrical generation, transmission, distribution, and consumption. Miriam Horn is director of the Smart Grid Initiative at the Environmental Defense Fund.
Well, the smart grid is essentially the internet for electricity. It's the introduction of information technology into the electric grid, all kinds of sensors and communications and controls technology. And so it effectively puts a kind of brain and nervous system into the electric grid. It turns it into a smart network that is capable of all kinds of things that our conventional grid has not been capable of.
A key component of the smart grid is AMI, advanced metering infrastructure, or the replacement of electromechanical spinning disk and ticking number meters with interactive smart meters placed on homes, businesses, and factories. They look similar to the old ones, except feature automated digital readouts that communicate with utilities and users.
They allow this real-time measurement of electricity use and two-way communication between you and the utility. There's about 20 million of those meters in place. There are commitments in place around the country to get to 50 million meters by 2015. So it's rolling out very, very fast. The industry recognizes the enormous opportunity this presents for a much more efficient system.
Many of these meters emit a wireless radio frequency digital signal at intervals throughout the day transmitted to regional substations. Others are hardwired digital meters that transmit data over existing power lines, also to substations.
The meters that are going in most of the United States actually transmit without a meter reader ever having to get in a truck. And that's one of the benefits from both a cost perspective. You don't have, and particularly when you're talking about rural areas where there's hundreds of miles of power lines and really dispersed customer base, that you save a lot of money and also a lot of air pollution coming out of those trucks by not having to drive from house to house to read the meter. They actually will be able to read it remotely from the control center for the utility.
Rural electric cooperatives are taking the lead in smart metering. The spokesperson for Carroll Electric Cooperative, which provides electricity to nearly 70,000 members in extreme northwest Arkansas and portions of Missouri, declined talking on record. But after a successful pilot project 2 years ago, the member-owned utility has installed more than 30,000 GE smart meters. Electricity is temporarily turned off during installation, and informational door hangers left at each residence when complete. All members should have meters by the end of 2012. According to the co-op's FAQ, computers send signals over existing power lines to the smart meters, and the meters respond by sending readings back to the cooperative. All communication is transmitted on existing power lines by using a secure embedded digital signal. The meters record kilowatt hour usage, the date and time of use, levels of demand, as well as loss and duration of power outages. These meters, however, do not have the capacity to report outages, so members will have to continue to report them. For decades, rural residents with privacy or livestock gates had to negotiate access with meter readers. Smart meters do away with all that. Plus, utilities can better monitor usage during high peak times. EDF smart grid specialist Miriam Horn.
One of the great benefits of the smart grid is that you do now, you can look across the whole network. You know, sitting in the utility back office, you can look across the network, and if you see a difficulty on a line, you can pinpoint it exactly, and you can get out there and get it fixed before, often even before there's a brownout or a blackout. So the particular circumstances that rural cooperatives are operating in, where they have this very dispersed service territory, the smart grid is a great asset for them. And so they've really been, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission just released a new report showing that they continue to be in the lead on deploying these new technologies, that 25% of rural cooperatives in the country now have these technologies in place compared to less than 10% for the country as a whole.
Smart grid operators also provide home energy management interfaces for customers to track, like what appliances are consuming the most energy at what times of day.
We have seen in places where they have piloted peak pricing, where people pay a premium for peak hours, but they get a big rebate if they avoid use in those hours, that customers really like it, and they end up saving a lot of money. The PowerSense DC is a good example of that. Customers saved up to a third on their bills, and virtually all of them that did it on a trial basis signed up again for it. So it does turn out to be popular. Most customers figure it out pretty quickly because of their experience with things like cell phone plans. But yes, most utilities are giving customers that option.
Certain members of Ozark Electric Cooperative have opted into such plans. In fact, it's installed smart meters for all its 70,000 members in Washington, Carroll, Franklin, and Crawford, as well as Adair and Cherokee counties in Oklahoma. Christopher Vaught is managing engineer.
We are fully deployed with AMI meters throughout our system. So every meter we have is technically a smart meter. Now, they have no RF really associated with them. They are a power line carrier, and so they're injecting a signal on the sine waveform, the voltage waveform, and that's received back at our substation, and it's not over the air.
Data is logged hourly, which comes in handy if there's a billing dispute.
And so we warehouse that data here at on-site.
And like Carroll Electric, Ozark Electric will still need members to call in with power outages.
Now, that being said, we can pull our meters and ask them if they're still out there. In other words, a signal will originate in our substations and call each meter. Very quickly, we'll call each meter on that substation and basically say, you know, are you there? And the meter will respond, well, yes, I'm here, or if it doesn't respond, we know that it's off. And so we can do outage verification.
Eventually, substations could provide unsolicited inbound outage information which could detect power failures. Rather than take USDA loans, Ozark Electric borrowed money locally for its advanced metering infrastructure, but has already seen almost a complete return on investment. Its 10 meter readers were retasked, so the company saved on new hires. So far, 30 Ozark Electric customers have signed up for off-peak usage, including a sawmill and a poultry processing plant.
And for them, they do have a peak penalty. So any usage they have on our peak is then reflected on their bill because we are on a peak rate as well. So our maximum demand determines in a large part what our energy bill is.
Ozark Electric says most members are pleased with the meters. Smartphone apps are available to certain smart metered consumers to track electrical use away from home. EDF Smart Grid spokesperson Miriam Horn.
I've heard from more than one middle-aged parent that they've ended up, when they were away from home, figuring out that their kids were up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, watching TV or blasting the stereo based on looking at their electricity use through their iPhone.
So what about privacy? Consumer advocates in California have successfully blocked installation of smart meters in some sectors because of privacy concerns.
The privacy is going to be greater with these meters because you're not going to have somebody in your house or your yard reading them. I mean, right now, if someone wants to see if your meter is moving, it's easy enough for them to walk up and see if your meter is moving. Most of the individual data doesn't ever leave your home. The meter it sends a signal once every hour or every 15 minutes, or it depends on the utility, but about total usage. But that's all. All the other data stays inside your home about what you're using at any one time.
First rolled out in 2009, utilities in Texas, California, and Indiana have installed millions of smart meters. Such a capital investment has caused the Arkansas Public Service Commission to advise SWEPCO, Southwestern Power Company, to hold off for now. But several weeks ago, SWEPCO launched a program in cooperation with American Electric Power System called Grid Smart, focused on energy efficiency programs. Spokesperson Peter Main.
The kinds of things that practices that people can implement in their homes or businesses to save energy and save money.
Visit SWEPCOGridSmart.com and you'll see energy efficiency incentives for residential customers in Arkansas. Incentives for commercial customers will be added later. independent energy producers, wind, solar, and water, for example, will be able to sell their excess power back to utilities via the smart grid. Environmental Defense Fund smart grid expert Miriam Horn.
Well, that's one of the things that really excites us about at EDF about the smart grid is that it does, like the internet, open up the possibility for all kinds of new innovations and new services, and in particular, new clean energy services.
And ultimately, the smart grid will decrease the need for more power generation, which produce climate-warming CO2. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.